People ask me all the time, what's the secret to no longer people pleasing? And my take on this is so interesting because I don't think there's a secret. I don't think that there's a magic bullet, but there's something that I think that if you were to be able to grasp this, it's going to make a world of difference in your life. Well, hello, friends. Welcome back to the podcast. Today's going to be a very quick and simple one, and it's just going to be very pungent because I've been having a lot of conversations around people pleasing lately. And one of the biggest questions that comes up is that there has to be a secret, right? Like, how can I just stop people pleasing? And here's the thing. People pleasing is an innate need. It's an innate behavior. Everyone has the tendency to please. When we're pleasing other people, what we're really seeking is safety. We're seeking belonging. We're seeking a sense of dignity and worth. And this is a basic human need. And so that means everyone has a potential to please. The difference between the people who don't people please and the people who do is that the people who people please choose to wear the mask of people pleasing in their relationships because for them, they haven't yet developed the capacity to handle the risk. I talked about risk in last week's podcast episode. They haven't developed that capacity to handle the risk of what they think they're going to lose. And also, they haven't learned other skills to be able to advocate for themselves. And so this is why I think the conversation around selfish is such an important thing. For me, I think that selfish is that bridge to self-love, to raising your awareness, to be able to explore what is it that you desire, what is it that you need, and what kinds of boundaries might support you in the life that you want to create. And this is why I'm so excited for the Selfish Masterclass coming up April 2nd to the 4th. I've shared it extensively on this podcast. Go to oliveandbliss.ca/selfish to sign up. In that masterclass, we're really going to go back into societal conditioning and the impact that that has had on women. Because if every one of us has a potential to please other people, why is it that women struggle the most? And we really want to explore that. We're going to reclaim selfish as that bridge to really discovering your authenticity so that you can start to live your life with more courage and be open to growth and evolution. Now, one thing I want to say is that all of us are born selfish by nature. Think about a baby, think about little kids. They think about themselves. They start with mine. Everything is mine. The first time they see their reflection, they're very enamored. They just are so self-absorbed. And while this is cute, right? As they grow up, people along the way start to teach them what is right, what is wrong, based on your society, based on culture, based on religion, based on your set of beliefs. And for so many of us, especially women, we've been taught that niceness and selflessness are the moral path. They're the better path. The only problem is that no one taught us who we were first. We weren't taught to know ourselves first in order to be able to show up and be selfless. And so what you have is that a lot of women spend years trying to fix into boxes and expectations that they never signed up for. They didn't even give the consent. They were just born into it. They were just conditioned to think that way. And so when you start to think about having boundaries and saying no, you experience this really hard place where it's almost like you can't move. It's almost like you're being squished a little bit. And the solution for so many of us is now that we've swung the pendulum too far. We're now acting in ways to override the negative feelings that we're having. We're trying to override that and we go to extreme where it's really conscious and we act in selfish ways. It's almost like, no, to hell with everybody, I don't care. But that is not the solution because you still end up feeling terrible. And so in our pursuit of this running away from the people-pleasing mask, we unintentionally hurt ourselves. That's why a lot of us are filled with frustration. A lot of us are filled with resentment. We complain, we gossip with people who validate our experiences. And so when I say selfish is that bridge, it's so important for us to recognize like we have to come back to focusing on self first before anything else. And I remember when I got the nudge to host this masterclass, Selfish, I was so worried. Because as someone who believes in God, I wrestled with this. But one thing that I realized is the greatest commandment is to love God with all your heart and mind and love your neighbor as yourself. Then the question becomes, how can you love your neighbor as yourself when you don't even know who you are, when you don't even love yourself? Because when you're constantly playing the people-pleasing mask, it's because your love for other people overrides your love for yourself. And that's not what we're being called to do. And so we must be willing to let go of the fear of looking selfish and come back home. Otherwise, we will always resort to wearing the mask of people-pleasing. I believe that selfless acts are born out of love. They're not born out of duty. Those are not the same thing. So when you ask yourself, is this action rooted in love? And the answer is no. Guess what? That's an opportunity where people-pleasing might show up. And so we really want to be onto ourselves. And I'm going to dive deep into this during the masterclass, which I'm so excited. I can't wait. But you really want to ask yourself that question. Is this action rooted in love? Love for God, love for humanity, love for myself, love for other people. Because you cannot love other people beyond the level at which you're willing to love yourself. And so maybe the question isn't whether you're selfish, whether you're looking to run away from people pleasing and have boundaries and saying no. The bigger question might be, how much do I love myself? Because I will tell you that selfish has been used as a yoke to hold people down for years, especially women. Women seem to be the ones most impacted by this. And so we step into acting out of duty, out of compliance, so that we can find this sense of worthiness and safety. And I'm going to say here that there are situations that call for that, right? For me, when I was a little girl, I people pleased because I was a picky eater. That was one of the areas I people pleased. So I really got good grades. I worked hard. I was a good student because it helped me to override the discomfort of my parents being disappointed that I wasn't eating. And this ranges. There's so many things. People can people please because they're living in a really toxic environment. They're not able to escape. So there are conditions that cause people to act that way. And I don't minimize those experiences. If you are not experiencing any of that, what is your excuse? Selfish is your call back home. Selfish is a reminder. Selfish is the bridge to come back to yourself. And we're going to reclaim that word in selfish. In the masterclass over 3 days, we're going to go into deep conversation around this topic of people pleasing, around this topic of selfish, so that you can come out of there with tools, with a renewed mindset, with a paradigm shift to prioritize yourself and your self-care, to prioritize your needs and be able to articulate them in a way that is rooted in love. I'll see you in the masterclass.